This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Jody Olean has spent several years traveling from state to state to tell the story of modern agriculture. She has spoken to several groups and organizations about the importance of not just bridging the gap from farm to fork, but connecting the consumer to the producer's brand.
So making connections with your brand, it's really all about understanding what your audience loves. And if I'm a cattle producer and I want to think about what people love about me, a couple of things that top the list is ground beef and a good old steak. Anytime that I can bring up a delicious steak on a plate, some ground beef that I know I can consistently trust that it's safe, that it's delicious, all of those things are really going to resonate with me as a consumer.
Olean says the way producers are connecting to consumers is changing and moving toward a more digital focus.
There's many ways producers can reach out to consumers. Digital is an enormous machine that we're just beginning to harness. Using digital media, and that means social media, that means any kind of outreach you have on a website, or maybe using other influencers, bloggers, chefs, people that already have this large digital influence. If we can use them to connect from the pasture to the plate, we need to be doing that. So really think about, who do you know? Whether, you know, is there a representative in your county that you can get to know better? Maybe introduce him to the beef that really makes his plate what it is. Is there a social media channel that you can start? There's a millions of ways that we can make an impact.
Olean shares some tips for building a platform to engage consumers.
A few ways to get started on digital is really keeping the audience that you want to target in mind. That is the most important. So before you create anything, think about, hey, who am I making this for? Who's going to enjoy this? What are things that they already enjoy? And how can I weave that in to the platform that I'm building? So I share these great ranch and farm stories, but I also share some really fun stuff that people can connect with right off the bat.
Jody Olean is the Director of Consumer Outreach for the Kansas Pork Association. There are many local events coming up. This week is the Madison County Fair in Highland. Tomorrow is the 4-H Poultry Show at 1 p.m. and the 4-H Goat Show at 7:30 p.m. Friday's Agriculture Day at the fair and the 4-H Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m., 4-H Beef at 8 a.m., and the Super Showmanship will begin after the Swine and Beef Show. Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. is the 4-H Livestock Auction. Saturday the 28th is the 4-H Sheep Show at 8 a.m., the Open Beef Show at 10 a.m., and the 4-H Cat Show at 1:30 p.m. Sunday the 29th, the Open Breeding Cattle Show is at 8 a.m., and the Open Swine Show is at 8:30 a.m. Be sure to come out to the Madison County Fair. The Hillsboro FFA has several upcoming events at the Old Settlers Car Show in Hillsboro held on July 29th. The FFA will be hosting a petting zoo located by the courthouse from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The chapter will also be sponsoring a pedal tractor pool with classes for children between the age of 5 and 12. Registration begins at 12:30 p.m. on the north side of the courthouse, with the pools starting at 1 p.m. All who enter will receive 4 ride tickets and a ribbon for first in each age division will be rewarded. On August 7th, DeKalb Asgrove has an evening field day starting at 4:30 p.m. Registration for this event will begin at 4 p.m. There will be several areas of agronomy discussed, including integrated solutions, growing season review, top corn and soybean product overview, and an Ask the Agronomist section. The field day will be held in Golden Gate, Illinois. Dinner will be served following the talks at 6:30 p.m., along with some giveaways. See your DeKalb and Asgrove retailer for more information. CHS Family Fun Day is August 11th at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The activities begin at 4 p.m. and include things for all ages. This is a totally free event for employees, customers, and their families. There will be a juggling show, magic show, cowboy show, and dinner. Later in the night, starting at 7:30 p.m., the Glendale Riders will be performing in the beer tent. Camping is also available and costs will be covered by CHS. To get your tickets, stop by any CHS location or talk to your CHS salesman. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day on August 16th. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. There will be a lunch served as well, and it is asked that if you would like lunch, that you RSVP by August 6th. You can RSVP by calling 217-532-3361. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.